Dana Grayson has lived most of her life in the Pacific Northwest. In 2005, she met her husband Wayne through a friend.
He asked me to go sailing with him. I'd been on a sailboat a time or two, but nothing that I would really take very seriously. But he asked me to basically do a charter with him up in the San Juans.
So Dana and Wayne became a couple. Each had been married before, but had no children. They had few ties to dry land.
We were in Everett in 2010. Wayne was working at Boeing on the Dreamliner, and we had just moved up there because his job had gone away, and I was having a hard time finding steady work. He just popped with it one day. What would you think about having us chuck it all, buy a boat, and sail around the world?
Their plans developed. In 2011, Wayne flew to St. Lucia in the Caribbean to buy a sailboat.
A particular boat that's really known for being a real solid, seaworthy boat.
They sailed it from St. Lucia to Jacksonville, where Wayne had found a contract position working on commercial jets. They arrived the summer before last to escape hurricane season in the Caribbean, and they'll stay until this December.
I had never been to Jacksonville. My husband's an aircraft mechanic. The kind of work he does is in pretty high demand right now.
That's given them time to prepare their boat, as well as prepare themselves for leaving dry land behind. For example, their legal residence will be a friend's home in Vancouver, Washington.
We wanted to maintain our residency in Washington State. I have somebody that I trust that can go through it and sort of separate the wheat from the chaff. Like, is this something that I truly need to respond to, or can she scan it, email it to me, or what?
The logistical planning is both expansive and mundane.
Make sure you've got all your health squared away. Do all your baseline stuff, your doctor, your dentist. Is there anything that you need to be aware of? Getting immunization shots. Health is one of the reasons why we chose to leave now instead of waiting a couple more years when it might be more prudent from a savings standpoint. Credit cards. It's really important to make sure that you have multiple ways to access money when you need it.
They've gotten rid of almost all their possessions. They'll live in 150 square feet with, depending on the moment, either no backyard or the entire world at their door. The rest of their earthly goods are in cardboard boxes.
All we have is about 5 boxes worth of things at my in-laws' house. Photographs, high school yearbooks.
Even more important is the mental and emotional preparation to live in an uncontrolled environment.
It's a letting go of any familiar routine, whether that's people you see on a regular basis, being able to pick up the phone and call whenever you want. Your life is at the mercy of Mother Nature. Being comfortable with that and change your plans at any point in time.
Dana and Wayne plan to travel for 2 years and have no plans beyond the voyage itself.
What we're trying to figure out is where we're going to land.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.